you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today sucks. No way to sugarcoat it, man.
No, we're feeling what everybody's feeling, right?
Yeah.
Like,
this segment's going to suck.
Doesn't help that it's like a foggy, gray, somber look outside, but hey, this is what off seasons are for.
Fits the day, though, doesn't it? This mess that's here in New Orleans today, and then with the mess we're going back to. I mean,
yeah, then you're just right back to Kansas City in February.
That's exactly right, with a big snowstorm coming again this week. So hopefully that'll be the last of the snow for the year, and we can kind of move forward and be done with that. Probably not,
yeah,
as well.
You've lived it.
I know. It sucks. We'll get it in May. Like that one year we were playing Tampa in baseball, and it was snowing, and all the baseball players were in the dugout looking out at the snow because a lot of guys, you know, grew up in the southern part of the country or the Dominican or other countries. They'd never seen the snow like that before. Hell, I never saw the snow like that in May at a baseball game. So that was crazy. So the weather can change on a dime. We all know that and whatnot. You know, we're going to get into our script. The one thing I didn't have in the script was Mac getting hit on like he did all weekend long.
I mean, come on, man. Look at this face. How are you surprised by that?
And being called my son on numerous occasions.
Multiple times,
yes.
Yep, I did. And you going with it, this is your son? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What am I supposed to say at that point in time? At one point of the evening, can we just have some fun for a second?
Yes,
talk about
please,
Friday night.
Please.
And talk about Joey Chestnut.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Joey Chestnut just randomly in the bar we're at.
I think that's the night.
That was the night.
That's the night.
That was
a great night.
Everyone will ask, like, you know, once they don't give a rip about this game anymore.
Right.
You know, what was the best night in New Orleans? It'd be like, Friday night.
Friday night.
Like, everything that was. And then just to think that, like, your night ends. And, I mean... The picture that's on Twitter where I'm just completely lost.
Yeah, is that the one with me, you, Mac, and Josh?
That's right,
when I
yeah.
said like father, son, and grandpa. Like,
I mean, I am beyond the next galaxy.
But did you see me?
I mean,
yeah, both you guys.
Well, Bob, you posted two pictures, and the first one was with the four of you guys, and Dusty just looks blitzed. And then the next one, Dusty wasn't there. So,
right.
So it's
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, what is Dusty safe? Like, can we get proof alive?
Oh, there was worry.
Yeah. No, I was getting told.
Is Dusty alive?
I was getting told who Joey Chestnut was by nobody other than Joey Chestnut.
That's right. Hi, I'm Joey Chestnut, right?
I mean, that man carried himself as if he was Tom Brady.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Which he is Tom Brady in eating hot dogs.
Right.
So let's, you know, let's tone it down a bit, JC. And, I mean, what a character. Kling walks in. All of a sudden, I'm like, where am I? And, I mean, what an evening, man. It was just Friday night was the night.
Yeah, it really was. And I don't remember what the name of that bar was by chance, but I did see it yesterday.
Sneaky Pete's
night.
Yeah, that was
I got a koozie from it.
I saw it yesterday morning, and I'm like, oh, God. That, I mean, because we left it like, all right, so we were out kind of hanging out, and I did a nice dance in Jackson Square and had some fun.
Oh, yeah.
We were having a good time. It's about 9 o'clock, 9:30, and it's like getting to that point where you're like, all right, it's late. We've been up since 4 or whatever. And I'm like, oh, let's go to the Sneaky Pete's. Let's grab one more before we head back in. And we stay till 1:30. And I remember kind of like escorting Grandpa Josh home at the night because he's randomly like crossing streets. I've got to go to the Marriott. I'm like, that's right here. That's
on,
not
buddy.
Over there. That's the JW Marriott. So I had to redirect Josh back to, you know, where he needed to go. But that was 1:30. And that's one of the best nights I've had in a very long time, guys. I don't know how you felt about that, but like that was one of those nights that everything just aligned.
Yeah.
And you know, just kind of became just a great evening. And there were a lot of people there from Kansas City, a lot of people that worked in the Chiefs organization because it was right across from the hotel, you know, where the Chiefs were staying. So a lot of, you know, front office folks and whatnot, a lot of the people came over and do a great job with this organization. I mean, they've been down here almost 2 weeks setting up for IT and computers and all this kind of stuff. So they were ready to let off a little steam as well on Friday night. But then Joey Chestnut walks into the bar. So immediately, who do we call, right? Binkley. We all start calling Jay Binkley. And Jay doesn't answer the phone and whatnot, because I guess it was kind of late at that point in time, 10, 11 o'clock. But I thought Binkley would finally answer the phone. And of course, he's got a droid, so you can't FaceTime him. And finally, we get him on the phone, right? Jay, Jay, Joey Chestnut's in the bar. I go over to Joey Chestnut with the phone. Hey, talk to Jay Binkley. And that guy goes, I'm focused on the people that are here, not people who are on the phone. And the people that were here were like four women who thought like Joey Chestnut was this big celebrity walking around, you know, in Sneaky Pete's. But did he roll in by himself?
No, he had like this old man. I went over and talked to him. Yeah. And I would say his trainer.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's his trainer, man.
That's right.
It's Muhammad Ali with his trainer.
Ito had the night ended with Mac and I. So where we stayed, we had a pool, and it was heated. And we were told, check in, that thing closes at 10 p.m. So we went up to the room, and we found some shorts. And we went down to the lobby with no shoes, no shirt, and just a towel around our necks. And we get down there, and they had a security guard. And he goes, you guys going to the pool? Yeah. No, you're not. Walked us right back to the elevator and followed us to our room.
Oh, yep. No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I would have followed you two as well.
To the bed.
There's some people that were following Mac.
Fell asleep.